Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 23, 1805. High prices for skins. No final decision has been made about where to build the winter camp, but the south side of the river seems most likely, as more game is available there. As much as the captains like to trade, they are running out of merchandise and estimate they will not have enough to buy provisions on the way home. Salt is one commodity they are short of, and so the camp must be near enough to the ocean for the Corps to retrieve salt from its waters. This would also facilitate trade with the Indians. Today, Clark writes,
"The day cloudy and calm. A moderate rain the greater part of last night. Sent out men to hunt this morning, and they killed 3 bucks. Rained at intervals all day. I marked my name, the day of the month and year, on a beech tree. Captain Lewis branded his, and the men all marked their names on trees about the camp. One Indian came up from their village on some lakes near Haley's Bay. In the evening, 7 Indians of the Clatsop Nation opposite came over. They brought with them 2 sea otter skins for which they asked such high prices we were unable to purchase, without reducing our small stock of merchandise on which we have to depend in part for a subsistence on our return home. Merely to try the Indian who had one of those skins, I offered him my watch, handkerchief, a bunch of red beads, and a dollar of the American coin, all of which he refused and demanded Ti Akomo Shak, which is chief's beads, and the most common blue beads, but few of which we happen to have at this time. This nation is the remains of a large nation destroyed by the smallpox, or some other which those people were not acquainted with. They speak the same language of the Chinooks and resemble them in every respect, except that of stealing, which we have not caught them at as yet. Captain William Clark, November 23, 1805.
It should be mentioned that while the Chinooks were thievish and mischievous, they also supplied the Corps with fish, potatoes, or wapato, and other foods. Tomorrow, a vote.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.